Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 501.
Wow, we made it to 501! So on April 25th, 2019, a Tesla Model S driver, George McGee, while driving in autopilot, crashed into a parked Chevy Tahoe in Key Largo, Florida. The crash resulted in the death of a 22-year-old and caused severe injuries to her boyfriend as well. The family of the woman who died sued Tesla in 2024, and on Friday, a Miami federal jury found Tesla partially liable for the incident, ordering Tesla to pay $243 million in damages.
Key Largo?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think we could drive in autopilot in most of the roads down there on the Florida Keys when we were there, what was that, 8 years ago?
Oh, right.
Key West road trip?
Yeah. Yeah, that was 8 years ago. We drove down there in Sparky, which was a Model X with autopilot. And you're right, autopilot at the time was designed for divided highways, did not see stop signs, and most of the roads were not marked properly for autopilot down there. In fact, this accident happened at the intersection of Card South Road and County Road 905. So this is what it looks like.
And County Road 905 is not a divided highway, as you can see there. The division is paint, which is not a divided highway. So McGee was in autopilot when the Tesla crashed?
According to testimony, yes. But McGee admitted that he dropped his cell phone right before the accident. He was going 62 miles an hour. He was distracted trying to find it. So he testified that he thought that autopilot would keep him safe while he took his eyes off the road and fumbled around on the floor trying to find his cell phone.
And his Model S was accelerating at the time of the crash, which to me indicates that McGee might have been overriding autopilot with his foot on the accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
McGee even testified that he felt too comfortable with autopilot and may have relied on it too much.
Yeah, the jury, though, found Tesla's autopilot design and warnings insufficient. The jury found George McGee was 67% at fault, though he was not a defendant. He had already settled with the family, and Tesla 33% at fault.
Then how did Tesla end up having to pay $243 million?
So the jury found $129 million in compensatory damages. So Tesla had to pay 33% of that, or $43 million. And then they ruled $200 million in punitive damages intended to punish Tesla. Tesla immediately announced plans to appeal.
And Elon posted, "We will."
And I think they will probably win on appeal because I don't think the jury fully understood all the ramifications of autopilot.
Okay, so this guy was, he wasn't even on his phone. He was looking for his phone, which he had dropped.
Well, he had been on his phone, but then he dropped it.
So his head was presumably in the footwell looking for his phone.
Or
I mean, this is
wasn't
insane.
On the road. I know, it's totally insane. Yeah, and the media is just making this out to be like, no, I think this is why we have appeals courts.
It's kind of crazy that autopilot at the time just simply was not cut out to handle this. It wasn't even cut out to handle stop signs.
Right.
Like, it literally wouldn't do that. And no car ever had it stopped at a stop sign.
It didn't have that ability till the following year.
So I don't understand how this guy thought that it was going to keep him safe.
Exactly.
Weird.
So the Tesla shareholder meeting is scheduled for November, and that is when shareholders, both retail and institutional, will be voting for the third time on Elon's compensation, because the man has not been paid since 2018.
Tesla owner Silicon Valley posted this chart of Tesla's largest shareholders. So let's take a look. Elon currently has a 21.2% stake in Tesla.
Well, not exactly. As Alexandra Mertz, Tesla boomer mama, posted, this is a bit misleading until we know from the Supreme Court of Delaware. As of now, Elon holds 12.8% of Tesla's outstanding shares, totaling over 410 million shares. He has pledged more than half of these shares as collateral for personal loans up to $3.5 billion. Additionally, Elon has options to purchase around 304 million shares from the 2018 compensation package, which, if exercised, could increase his stake to approximately 20.5%, though these options are currently under legal dispute and don't give him any voting rights.
Well, that doesn't appear to be accurate either, as Elon responded, "Just FYI, I don't have personal loans at this time against Tesla stock. Also, the taxes on the options are roughly 45%, so net gain in voting control is more like 4%. It is worrying in that I don't want to build millions of robots and then potentially be ousted by activists and unable to ensure that public safety remains of paramount importance. He basically doesn't want what happened with OpenAI to happen with Tesla.
Right.
Of course, Tesla is already a public company. It's not a nonprofit, which OpenAI did the thing where they made a charity into a for-profit business.
Yeah, it's going to be really important for us shareholders to vote in November and hopefully get Elon's compensation package. But I still don't know how we get his shares up to 25%, which is what he really feels comfortable and that he needs.
Maybe we need like a pay package to cover beyond 2018. You
know? Maybe.
Like a kind of like now period of time.
So French authorities just launched a criminal investigation into X, accusing it of algorithm manipulation and fraudulent data extraction.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have even heard about this.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources that Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from right-leaning outlets.
And if they are, they're labeling the inquiry as a politically motivated witch hunt and excessive government overreach, while left-leaning outlets portray it as a necessary scrutiny of concentrated power.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division. When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture.
And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on the stories we bring you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling that we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off of the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day.
That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you.
So Tesla has again expanded its Austin, Texas robo-taxi area map. I think this happened this morning. Tesla Chan posted breaking. Tesla has quietly expanded its geofence territory in Austin. Oh my God, I'll be ready to go out right away.
Okay, so it went from looking like something to now looking like somebody giving you the finger. So can we compare the before and after?
Yes. Here it was before and after.
It's almost like it got a little cape. Okay, so this goes south past the river now, almost all the way to the airport.
Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of misleading because it looks like it's just actually going up and stuff. But no, it's going down. We get all that river past the river stuff, which is really cool. And RoboTaxi now posted automatically picks parking spot, pulls in and waits for customer. And OzJ said, we called a RoboTaxi, but while chatting at the cafe, we missed it passing right in front of us and rushed out in a hurry. We looked in the direction it had gone, but we couldn't see it anywhere. We were puzzled, but then realized it had parked itself in a nearby parking space right in front of us and was quietly waiting. We've taken robo-taxis many times, but this was the first time one parked itself in a parking lot to wait. It was truly an amazing experience. That's a cool new feature. And we now get the first video of Tesla robo-taxis on the highway. Or freeway. This is video from Zach of Black Model 3. He said, Tesla ride hailing service works on the freeway. Here we are on the 880 in Fremont. Monitor is not driving, just has his thumbs resting on the wheel.
Interesting. So this is the Bay Area robo-taxis. So the Bay Area robo-taxis get to use the highway?
I guess. Waymo can't.
And in Austin, have we seen any robo-taxis on the highway?
We haven't yet that I've seen.
Interesting. And I mean, maybe it's because they have a safety driver in the Bay Area versus in Austin where it's a safety passenger.
Right, because you wouldn't be able to take over fast enough, maybe? I don't know.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chesa Chicago, and this year the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought after electric vehicles on the road today.
There already have been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top tier EV.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chesa Chicago support families in crisis through 80 plus life-saving programs from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, which is Monday, Labor Day, September 1st. That's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com now and use promo code NYK to get $25 off of two tickets or $500 off of 15.
That's ccraffle.com. Use our code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
And make sure that you hurry and get it before the Labor Day drawing.
So Elon reposted Tesla saying Teslas are engineered to be the safest vehicles on the road. Tesla glass used for our glass roof can withstand 4 times the weight of the vehicle, helping keep you and your family safe.
How can a glass roof support 4 times the weight of a car?
I don't know, but Nick Cruz-Patain says Tesla owner was parked enjoying his coffee while a massive tree uprooted and came crashing down on top of his Model 3. He survived without any injuries. He plans on buying another Tesla. So looks like a pretty good proof that it can take the weight.
And I mean, I know that it looks a little squashed there, but I mean, look at the picture of the inside.
Yeah, and look at the guy. He's fine. Autism Capital posted new Elon Musk and XAI trademarked the name Macro Hard. Any guesses?
Elon said it was inevitable.
I'm guessing this is going to be for their new agent. Kind of a play on Microsoft.
Oh, Microsoft.
But I don't know. Comment down below what you think it's going to be for.
I see. Another really useful line of products that we review over on our Now Let's Review channel are power stations.
These are battery packs that come in all shapes and sizes. And to prove my point, we reviewed the Browi portable 300 watt power station this week over on our Now Let's Review channel. Look, it's a man purse.
It's where I keep all my things. Get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel.
As much as we may make fun of this form factor, it's actually a very useful battery. Easy to carry around and enough juice for a lot of different applications.
I actually use it for kind of an embarrassing use case, and I'm going to share that with our patrons today on Patreon Bonus Story.
So join us there if you want to learn how Zach uses the Browi Power Station man purse.
It's not a man purse. It's a satchel. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And NSF NASASpaceflight.com says static fire. Ship 37 conducts the first of 2 static fire tests on the modified stand on Pad 1A Starbase. Now, you might be like, what are you talking about? But A. Pettit reminds us, it is remarkable that SpaceX can destroy an entire Starship and testing stand in a fire explosion, remember that, jerry-rig a replacement from the launch tower, and successfully test an entirely new ship, all in just over a month.
Elon said, speed is the best offense and defense.
And so, yeah, this is it, testing here. And Elon says, tracking to launch Starship mid-August. So that would be a couple weeks.
Nice.
Starlink announced on its website that Starlink terminals can now beam switch, dynamically switching between numerous visible satellites, even if where you place the terminal is not perfectly clear of trees or other obstructions.
So say a tree branch is blocking a satellite, Starlink can now switch to another more visible satellite in under 100 milliseconds, maintaining 99.9% uptime.
Yeah, we've been experiencing this with our mobile solar studio trailer, where even when we have some tree branches or buildings blocking some of the sky, we still get excellent internet uptime and speeds.
Elon said Starlink now dynamically connects to the satellite with the best connection, updating 10 times a second.
And the SpaceX Crew 11 mission with 4 astronauts aboard Dragon launched successfully on Friday for the ISS.
Elon reposted SpaceX Earth Dragon for scale. So that little tiny dot is a Dragon spacecraft.
Yep, approaching the ISS. I know, it's crazy. All right, it's time for sunspots. Tesla Megapack posted, between January 1st and May 16th, Connolly, our Autobidder optimized site in Texas, was the highest earning battery project in ERCOT North Load Zone on a dollar per megawatt per year basis.
So this is a grid scale battery that is run by Tesla.
Yes, it is 125 megawatts or 250 megawatt hours of Tesla Megapack batteries owned by a company called BT Connolly Storage LLC that was installed last year in Wise County, Texas. So Tesla Energy serves as the operations and maintenance provider, and Autobidder is the AI driven software that we've been reporting on for years that handles the auctioning of power to get the best prices for its owners. And as you can see from the chart, it gets the best price.
Interesting. Now, didn't we report last year that ERCOT's goal was to have 10 gigawatts of storage by 2030?
Yep.
So how are they doing?
ERCOT has 12.9 gigawatts of battery storage online already.
Oh, so they've already
beat their goal.
Wow.
I wonder how they did that. Hey, and if you'd like to get some batteries or solar for yourself, talk to our friends at EnergyPal. They will help you go solar and battery for less. They know all the tricks of the trade. Let them know Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Head on over there for as little as a buck a month. Get all of our stories. We got so many today. And then if you want, you could even join our investor club. So we'll see you guys there right now. All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus story. It's time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Mike Relaford,
Al Harrison,
Dean J. Hancock,
Fabrizio Ferrari,
and James Hanna.
Thank you so much, Patreons, for keeping the show going. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Doge designer says Waymo car crash, not a single headline. If Tesla Robotaxi had even a tiny intervention, it would have been all over the news.
AI technology not working. Arizona license plate. both our Arizona license plate. Look.
Andy Lund said, and we'll have more of those on Patreon today.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Pelton says batteries are just getting started. Now that batteries have taken over ancillary services, new capacity is serving real-time demand. 7 gigawatts will look tiny in a few years.
Elon said truly massive battery tonnage is coming.
Tonnage, I like that. Zach says internet real idea is inevitable, especially for social media. Denying this might feel good, but it is a lie and you know it. What isn't inevitable is private companies having access to our public records. The best solution is a government authentication token that only verifies info.
Elon said, government is much worse than any corporation, or you don't understand government. Government is simply the most powerful corporation with a monopoly on violence.
Shibutoshi Nakamoto said, I don't like the idea of an internet ID.
Elon said, the government will crush freedom.
Doge Designer says, there will be two AGIs, one trained to be politically correct, one trained to be correct.
Elon said, achieving the second is shockingly hard. The training data on the internet is a steaming pile of poop emoji.
Gigabase Dad says, can you name a bigger scam than public schools?
Elon said, allowing the government to program your kids is insane.
So then after the EU courts ruled that Ireland has an obligation to provide housing for asylum seekers, even after the Ireland courts ruled that Ireland does not have that obligation, Elon posted this.
Ireland should leave the EU. All countries should, in my opinion. It's destroying democracy in Europe.
Unusual Wales posted breaking. FBI has reportedly redacted President Trump's name along with those of other prominent public figures from the Epstein files.
Farzad said when a Democrat becomes president, they'll unredact these names.
Elon said they won't because major Dems and their donors are on the list. Too. Franz von Holzhausen says, celebrating 17 years of Tesla design today, many more to come.
And Elon posted strong robot arm emoji and the heart emoji.
Bill Gates said this.
Helps cows not be so much a source of methane emissions. So we have two paths to solving that. That's 6% of global emissions are cows who burp and fart methane to an extreme degree. You can either fix the cows to stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow. And both of those, you know, will be pursued to see which one can lead to the best product in terms of taste, health, and cost.
And Elon said he's a crackpot.
Doge Designer says, once AGI is achieved, we'll just be side characters in the simulation.
And Elon said, probably true. Sigh.
Elon said, download the Grok app and try out the Imagine beta test. So he's been talking about this all week, showing tons and tons of Imagine memes. So that's probably all you're going to see this week on X. But he did say 10 days ago, the 6-second video took 60 seconds to render, then 45, then 30, now 15. We might be able to get it below 12 seconds this week. This is with no reduction in visual quality. We're working on a major upgrade to the audio track. I think real-time video rendering is possible in 3 to 6 months. Real time. He said video is so much better than static images because the information content bits per second is orders of magnitude higher. Andrew Cote says, a new life awaits you on the off-world colonies.
Elon said, when I heard that watching the original Blade Runner, I thought it sounded awesome.
Simp for Satoshi said, Elon's purpose is to ignite the will of the people. That is all. He will not enjoy the fruits of seeing humans escape our star system. And like every other great leader, he must eventually pass on the baton.
And Elon said, true.
Naval says, the least compressible intellectual domain is physics. The least compressible artistic domain is poetry.
Elon said physics is literally figuring out the compression formulas for reality.
Wall Street Journal posted that AI is coming for the consultants.
Elon said, some say that the main reason corporate CEOs use consultants is to have an objective third party confirm the decisions they were going to make anyway and have someone else to blame if it goes wrong. AI can't replace that yet.
Alistair McClay says, more fun than ever to be a coder. And Elon said, he's right in that AI has taken a lot of the drudgery out of writing software, but in the fairly near future, writing software will be like being a painter. In the old days, you needed a professional painter to spend many days just to make one selfie, aka a portrait, just so people could know what you look like. Now you can make a video selfie instantly and effortlessly. There are still people who paint, of course, but it's recreational rather than functional. Then this meme, WTF is burning CDs. I was there 3,000 years ago.
Elon said, humbling to consider that 3,000 years is less than 1/1,000,000th of Earth's existence. There you go, a little existentialism for you.
Woo! All right, it's time for new superchargers in the world. What have we got, Jesse?
Got a lot in China. Get ready for this. We got the 2-stall in Yibi, China.
We got the 3-stall in Fuzhou at the f***ing Fuhi Wanda Plaza in China.
You can't say that.
Just reading it off the cue card here. That's where I want to charge.
The 6-stall in Fuzhou.
We got the 3-stall in Guangzhou.
The 3-stall in Nanchang.
The 3-stall in Wuhan.
Another 3-stall in Wuhan.
The 3-stall in Ningdi.
The 3-stall in Huzhou.
The 16-stall version 4 in Alancha, California.
Number 88 in Spain is the 8-stall in Behar, Spain.
We got the 3-stall in Sukuyan, China.
The 3-stall in Jian, China.
The 3-stall in Yan, China.
The 3-stall in Fuyan, China.
Number 33 in Missouri, the 16-stall version 4 in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Number 281 in Germany is the 12-stall at Bad Segeberg, Germany.
Is there a good Segeberg? We have number 128 in Australia, the 8-stall in Coo, North South Wales.
Number 578 in California is the 12-stall version 4 in Walnut Creek.
We got the 12-stall version 4 in Aix-en-Provence, France.
Number 52 in Oregon is the 12-stall version 4 at Rogue River, Oregon.
Number 96 in Italy, the 8-stall version 4 in Roverto, Italy.
Number 239 in France is the 8-stall at Seine-le-Hoc, France.
Number 100 in Pennsylvania, the 12-stall version 4 in Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Number 46 in Austria is the 12-stall at Amstetten, Austria.
An expansion from 8 to 20 stalls in Zoidberg, Netherlands.
An expansion from 20 to 24 stalls in Goodyear, Arizona.
Number 30 in Thailand, the 4-stall in Surin, Thailand.
An expansion from 10 to 14 in Alcacer do Sal, Portugal.
An expansion from 12 to 20 stalls in Barberino di Mugello, Italy.
The 3-stall in Ningbo, China.
The 2-stall version 2 in Shuangyishan, China.
The 6-stall in Guiyang, China.
And number 2286 in China, number 7514 in the world is the 3-stall in Changchun at the Hyatt Hotel, China.
Woo!
Again, another week with like 2 pages of superchargers being installed. It's crazy. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.